Okay, today's daf is Gittin daf Samach Gimel, and we are on Samach Beis and Mabez. We'll pick up from where we left off a number of years ago, and about Amar of Mari, about 7 or 8 lines up from the bottom. We are in the discussion. We are now into the 6th parak of Maseches Gittin. We are back to hardcore halachas of get, and this parak is all about shlichus, all about the different types of messengers that the husband makes, that the wife makes, as we discussed already a little bit last time, and as we will discuss more. We mentioned, keep in mind, also that the order of the prakim is a machlokas rishonim, according to our way of having it. In the Gemara, we have Perak HaOmer Hiskabel. We have this 6th parak before Misha Achzu, which is the 7th parak. Though there are other rishonim, that's what Tosfos quotes. Tosfos quotes in the name of the Yerushalmi, that Hiskabel is after Nezikin, and then Misha Achzu, even though Rabbeinu Tam quotes another opinion about the order of the prakim. But the Gemara just asks the Shaila whether a man can be a shliach lekabbalah and a woman can be a shliach leholacha. How much mixing and matching can there be? And that question might be about A, how fluid is the connection between those two types of shlichim? How fundamentally different are they? Because on the one hand, you might say, they're not so different. One's going in one direction, one's going in the other direction. Or do you say, no, they are fundamentally different. And there are halachic differences between them. We mentioned one halachic difference between them way back on Daf Chav Gimel or so, where we spoke about whether an Eved could be a Shliach LaHolacha and a Shliach LaKabbalah. If you remember then, we had a discussion of the Rimi Gash versus the other Rishonim. The Gemara's question there was, Eved ma'o sheyasa shliach lekabbalah get isham yad baila. Can an eved be a shliach lekabbalah for a woman? That was the Gemara's question there, went back and forth. And Rashi and other Rishonim there say, well, the question is really about both. The Gemara picked one, shliach lekabbalah, but could also be about shliach leholacha. And the Rimi Gash there says, no, an eved for sure can be a shliach leholacha. The only shaila is whether it can be a shliach lekabbalah, because that shliach lekabbalah has to take on the real entity, identity of the woman, and right when it gets to his hands, she is divorced, and therefore there's a major difference between shliach leholacha and shliach lekabbalah. So that was just one example, the Rimi Gash versus the other Rishonim, there on Daf Chav Gimel. Or another difference that we have mentioned, and it'll come up as Shemin again soon, the Rambam talks about, what about Minui Edim? Do you need Edim witnessing your appointment of the Shlichus? Usually not. If I make a Shliach to go buy me something from the store, if I make a Shliach to sell my Chametz, you don't need Edim for that. Just a point. You know, you need Edim if you want to have a Raya that it occurred. But generally, you don't need Edim. But if you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Gerushin Perek Vav, the Rambam says that to appoint a Shliach LeKabbalah, you need to do it in front of Edim. The Rambam in Halacha, Perek Vav, Halacha Aleph, Hashliach Sheosa Ha'isha, LeKabbalah Gitam Yad Baila, Hu Hanikra Shliach Kabbalah. The Shliach that the woman makes to get the get, that's called the Shliach LeKabbalah. Umishi Yagia Haget Liyado, Tiskarish Ki'ilu Higia Liyada. And right when the Shliach LeKabbalah, receives the get, she is divorced as if it got to her hand. Even just this sounds like the Rambam is giving a lot of emphasis to this parak of shlichim. This is not regular shulchan aruch the kamoso, which we have in Kol HaTorah Kula. We have to make a shliach for everything. Here, the Rambam is clearly saying there's something special about this type of shlichus applying in the area of Gerushin. He says, this is called the shlich lekabbalah. And when the get gets to his hand, as if it got to her hand. And then the Rambam adds, v'tzricha la'asoso b'shnei edim. And you have to make that shlich lekabbalah in front of two witnesses. Maybe that's not normal shlichus. That's even, no matter how strong we usually have for the approach of shlichus, of shluch shalom kamoso and your mamish like the mishaleach. But by gittin, you need something more. And for that, you need Edim's presence in order to help create that status of Shliach LeKabbalah. That's only by Shliach LeKabbalah. The Rambam does not mention this by Shliach LeHolacha, that it has to be done in front of Edim. So that's just two examples of where we have differences between Shliach LeKabbalah and Shliach LeHolacha. But that's also part of what's behind this question of the Gemara that we're dealing with right now. And that is, can a man be a Shliach LeKabbalah? Could a woman be a Shliach LeHolacha? Do we say that is allowed? So, how much fluidity is there in between the different shlichim, or are they very different? That's part of what's behind it. Or you might just say, accepting gittin is all about, it's women. They're within, they're bar chiyuvas, or in the parsha of Kabbalah. Men are in the parshas of giving a get. And therefore, it might be more connected to that idea of whether someone is within a bar chiyu, not a bar chiyuva really, but a bar able to be in the section and in the position of accepting or giving a get. So anyway, let's get back to the question of the Gemara. So the Gemara proved that a man can be a shliach lekabbalah. Where did the Gemara prove that? Because we have that model on a Daraisa level, that the father could accept the get on behalf of his daughter. Right? Av mekabel get l'bito ktana. What about the opposite, though? Could a woman be a shliach l'holacha? Could one woman appoint another woman to be, I'm sorry, could a man appoint the woman to be a shliach l'holacha? So Amar av mari tashma. So the Gemara says, yes, we know it from Mishnayis earlier in the Masechta that we had. Tashma. Af hanashim she'ein ne'emanis lomar meis bailup. Even the women, there are certain women, the five women, that are not believed to say, your husband died, because we assume they have a specific type of relationship, that they might lie, they might want to mess her up, a mother-in-law, a potential tzara, a basa, all the other, a stepdaughter that might, yarshin instead. So all the different five women. So even those women who are not believed to say meis bailo ne'eman is lavias gita, but they are believed to bring her get from Medina Sayam. The Gemara spoke about there what the chiluk is between bringing the get and mis, get mochiach. That was the language of the Mishnah. V'hasam halachi, but there, that's an example of halacha. So you see, a woman can be a shliach l'holacha. Amar Ravashi mi seifa nami, shva mina. Ravashi says, even from the seifa there, you know it, the ktani seifa, because the last line of that Mishnah says, ha'isha atzma mivi esgita, the woman herself can bring the get, u'bavachi tzricha lomar, b'fane nechta v'b'fane nechta. The woman herself can bring it as long as she says that, v'yu kimna, beholacha, shma mina. So, we know that a man could be a shliach l'kabbalah, and a woman could be a shliach l'holacha. Period. Itmar, so now we get into other related inyanim. But to introduce the following sugya, we have to be aware of a major machlokas rishonim. We have mentioned up until now that there are two types of shlichim. There's a shlich leholacha and a shlich lekabbalah. So now the question is there a third category of shliach? Well, we call a shliach hava'a. What's a shliach hava'a? Usually, when a man appoints a shliach, it's to bring the get to his wife. When a woman appoints a shliach, she appoints a shliach lekabbalah. Right when you get the get, so then I'm going to be divorced. That's what the woman says. Could a woman appoint what we might call a shliach laholacha? You know, go bring me the get, but I'm not going to be divorced until you bring it to me. Does a woman have that power? Is there such a shliach hava'a? So the simple reading of the next amud is yes. Simple reading is that a woman could also create a shliach laholacha. It's called hava'a. Right, haveli giti. If you look at the next couple of words in the Gemara, itmar, the discussion of the Amoraim, haveli giti, bring me my get. So the woman is talking. So that is the shita of the Rambam and the Ramban and others, that there is a concept called shliach hava'a. The Rambam says this beferish there in Perek Vav, where he talks about shlichus and he talks about halacha and kabbalah. But then the Rambam adds, v'chein ha'isha sholacha shliach lahavila gita miyad baila v'zehu anikra shliach hava'a. A third category. And then the Rambam adds, "Ve'ein shliach holacha ve'hava tzarech edim." Hava is like holacha regarding the important nafkamina that I mentioned earlier, says the Rambam, and that is, you need edim for the appointment of the shlichus only for your shliach l'kabbalah. That's a different category. Shliach hava of the woman and shliach holacha of the man, that is different. That's what the Ramban says as well. Other Rishonim, the Ran and the Rashba and the other Rishonim, have difficulty with this idea. Why? What's the problem? Why can't a woman make a shliach lahava? What would be the problem? So says the Ran. Let's read it from the Ran here on the in the beginning of Hiskabel. V'nechleku rishonim emaisha osa shliach laholacha olo. The Ran says that this is a machlokas rishonim. Rabbeinu Chanan al kasav sha'ena isha osa shliach laholacha. Rabbeinu Chanan al argues. V'harambam zal kasav sha'isa osa shliach laholacha. V'chedas haramban v'teimahu. Here is the Ran on the Rambam and the Ramban. I don't understand exactly what's the hechi timsi of a shliach hava. Remember, the woman says, go bring my get. Go bring my get to me. So the shliach goes to the husband. Say, what does the husband say to him? What does the husband say to this guy? Here, take the get. So then it's the husband's shliach, laholacha. It's not the woman's. And if the husband says, well, I'm not making you a shliach laholacha, then who's the husband giving the get to? He's not giving it to his shliach, and he's not giving it to the woman. So, if I shliach la kabbalah, it's as if he's giving it to the woman. So that's why it could work. But if he's not giving it to the woman, because this is not a shliach la kabbalah of the woman, and he's not giving it to his own shliach, so who is he giving it to? Asked the Ran. It's similar, the language used is, tzligitech mi'agabe karka. It's like the husband is putting the get down on something intermediary, like on the floor, and when the woman eventually gets it, she's not getting a nesina from the husband. And therefore, Rabbeinu Chananel and other Rishonim say there's no such thing as a shliach hava. It sounds that way from our Gemara, but it's not really a shliach. Not really. Got to figure out how they read the Gemara. We're going to read the Gemara assuming like the Rambam, because that's sounds that way from the Gemara. But that's the question that is asked on the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rando has an answer. The other Chachmei Sfar, the Ritva, the Rashba, don't quote this answer, at least in an accepting way. Veli Nira says the Ran de Efshar. How do I answer this question on the Rambam and the Ramban? Meaning, who's the husband giving it to? Doesn't he have to give it either to her or to his shliach to give it to her? So how's it going here? Veli Nira says the Ran. De efshar, de kivan de shlucho shel adam kemoso, hari hu ki ilu hi kabalto, ela shehi masne, she eino rotze she tiskarish, ela kshiagia get liada. It's as if she got it, but it's basically a shliach la kabbalah al tanai. It's a shliach la kabbalah that you're gonna get it from me, but it's not gonna be, I'm not gonna be divorced till I get it. Till you bring it all the way back to me. So it's a fancy shliach la kabbalah. That he quotes, Umasisa de Perkin, how do you fit all these into the Gemaras that we're about to have? But that's the lumdis, the question that people have, that the Rishonim have on the Rambam and on the Ramban. What exactly is the Hechi Timsi? While there's a defense, the defense is a type of Tanai, of a Shliach LaKabal. Okay, so with that background, we now get into the next Sugya, which is all about this topic of Shlichus. Itmar. Here's the case. Says the Gemara, Havei Ligiti, a woman says to a shliach, please bring my get to me. Meaning, Hava'a. The Ishtacha Amra, but then when the shliach gets to the husband, he lies. Or he makes a mistake. He says the wrong thing. He says, the Ishtacha Amra, Iskaba Ligiti, here. Hi, I'm a shliach on Kabbalah for your wife. Can I please have the get? So what's the halacha there? The wife made a shliach Hava'a, and the shliach says to the husband, "Be my shliach. I'm the shliach la kabbalah of the wife." Vehu omer, and then the husband says, "Okay, hela kamasha amra. Here, take it like my wife said." What does he mean by that? Like really, what his wife said, or what you say my wife said? That's what's not clear. So amar Rav Nachman, amar Rav Ravu, amar Rav. Rav Nachman, the name of Rav says, "Afilu higia get liyada ena megureshes." The gerushin does not work here. Does not work here. Why not? Shmamina adibura dideka samach. There is a general kalatara kula question in Mesechas Bava Metzia. If a shliach says something different than what he was appointed to do, so and the person listens, do we say that the no sane is relying on the shliach's words or on the mishaleach's words? That's a general kalatara kula shaila in Perek HaSofer HaSa'umnin, as Rashi quotes here. So the Gemara is trying to say, well, maybe this relates to that. Why? Because why does Rav Nachman and Amarav say that the whole thing falls apart and it's no good? Why? It must be that he's relying on the shliach's words and the shliach's line. And that's why the whole thing falls apart. Because if he really deep down means to say, whatever my wife said, I'm going to listen to, so then what did the wife say? Shliach hava. So then, michimati giti liyada miyatagarish. The garish shall at least be good once it gets there. You're right, he's not a shliach la kabbalah, he made that up, but he's at least a shliach hava for the wife. So if we say a dibura dida kasamach, that the husband, in this case, really deep down wants to listen to the wife, whatever the wife is doing, and have kavana for, said it should be at least a get when it gets there. But the Rav Nachman said it's not a get, period. Even when it gets there. So it must be, says the Gemara, a dibura dide kasamach. He's relying on what the shliach says, and the shliach lied, so the whole thing falls apart. So is this Rav Nachman a raya? So the Gemara says no. I'm Rav Ashi Yachi Ashta. Rav Ashi says, wait a minute. No, it's no raya. Bishlama I itmar ifcha. If the opposite was said, if the Rav Nachman Amarav said it works in either direction, not that it doesn't work, if he said it works in either direction, then it could be a raya. Bishlama yemar ifcha, if this was the halacha. For example, hiskabe ligiti, the woman says, be my shliach lakabala. And then the shliach says, v'ishtacha amra have ligiti. And then the shliach says, your wife told me to bring her the get. V'hu omer hela kamasha amra. That he says, okay, whatever she wants. V'yomer of Nachman, amra ravu amar rav. And if rav had said in that case, kivin shiagia get liyada mugureshes. So then we would have a raya, if it works. Why? Alma, if it worked right when it came to his hand, adibura di dahu de kasamich, then we would be relying on the wife, because the wife appointed a shliach lekabalah, and even though the shliach said otherwise, but it still works as the wife said, inami, or liyada, if Rav Nachman Amar Rav had said that it's divorce when it gets to her hand, adibura di de kasamich, that he's relying on the shliach, fine. Then that will be a raya in one of those directions. Ela hacha, but what happened here? Rav Nachman Paskins is no good. That's not a raya to anything. You know why he's no good? Because he was mevatel hishlichus. He didn't do what he was supposed to do, so the whole thing falls apart. Nothing to do with adibura di day or adibura di da. Right? The whole thing doesn't work because there's a ruining of his job. Aval hacha, mishum da akre shliach lishlichusei legamrehu. Right, he totally destroyed what he was appointed to do. De amar shliach lekabalah havina lahalacha lo havina. Period. And therefore, you can't bring a raya to that shas topic of do we rely on shliach adibur adidei or adidah? That's you'd only be able to bring a raya if something worked. Here's something didn't work. You know why it didn't work? Because the whole shlichus fell apart because the shliach made a mistake, and therefore there's no raya to that general. Discussion. Rashi here says, even if, Rashi in the first couple of skinny lines, what happens if after the shliach here is shliach lahalacha, let's say, and then he says, and then he said, I'm a shliach lakabala. What if after he gets to get, he's like, you know what? I think I made a mistake. Okay, I'll be a shliach lahalacha. He changes his mind in the middle to then want to act as what he was appointed to do. Does that work? Could he just change it in the middle even though there was a hefsik? Rashi says no. Rashi says that is not going to work. Look at about the eighth skinny line in Rashi. Hilkach, inami imlich, v'amteinila. Even if he changes his mind and brings it to her, lav gitahu. Does not work. Why? D'me'ikara lo kibil alav liyoshliach labala holich. Because he originally did not have that in mind to be the shliach laholacha, because he messed up in the middle. You can't be a holacha, and then a kabbalah, and then a holacha. That's the Rashi. There is a machlokas achronim based on this Rashi. The Pnei Yeshua talks about in one place, Baal sha'asa shliach laholacha. What if the Baal makes a shliach laholacha? V'kibel ha'shliach miyado karaui, and the shliach has it, v'kodem shi'igi ha'get liyada, chazer bar mishlichus avamar eni rotzel lalicha. You know what? I'm not going. I have this get I'm supposed to bring. I'm not going. I'm finished. I'm too tired. I don't want to leave my family. I'm staying here. And then the next morning he makes up. He's like, okay, fine, I'll go. So what if he doesn't change his mind to be a different type of shliach in the middle? He just changes his mind, I'm not going. So he's a shliach lo'olacha, then he's nothing, then he's a shliach lo'olacha. Could he continue now the next morning? Or is the shlichus broken that you have to get another tzivi abal? Your tzivi abal originally was stopped, right? You're no longer a shliach, and now you have to do a shliach again. So says the Pnei Yeshua, I think there's a diak in Rashi here that it would work. Because what does Rashi say? Why doesn't it work? Because you can't be a holacha, then a kabbalah, then a holacha. Rashi says, you can't be a different type of shlich. What if you're not a shlich at all? What if you just stopped what you're doing, and now you're going to continue? Says the Pnei Yeshua, Masha b'divei Rashi, Shadafka mishim shemeyolam lo kibel aget b'tor shlich lo holacha, ein mol masha nimlach acharkach, avale mitchilo hayashliach, v'kibel aget b'tor shlich lo holacha. Im chazer ba v'nimlach, how are you omi b'shlichuso, v'ein tzarech mini mechadosh al abal. You don't need a new minui, that's the Pnei Yeshua's chiddush based on Rashi. Other achronim, the Biurei Adafia quotes the Oneg Yontif, and others that say no. Once you stop your shlichus, you're finished. You're not a shlich anymore, and you can no longer continue unless you get new permission from the husband. Interesting discussion about how tenuous is this minui, and how easy it is to ruin it. Period. So now the Gemara says, okay, Amar Rav Huna Bar Chiya. So let's try to support or ask questions on Rav Nachman. Remember, what did Rav Nachman say? Rav Nachman, the name of Rav, if a woman wants to make a shliach hava'a, and then the shliach lies and says, I'm a shliach l'kabbalah, and he gets the get, Rav Nachman says, it's no good. It's no good right away, and it's no good when the woman gets it as well. So, is that really true? So, Amar Rav Huna Bar Chiya Tashma, let's try to prove this from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Ha'omer is kabal getzele ishti. O holich getzele ishti. Right, a man says, be mekabel this get from my wife. Or bring it. Ratzalachzor yachzor. So he could always go back. Because even though he used the lashon of his kabel, he, the husband, cannot appoint a shliach l'kabbalah. Right, maybe a man can function as a shliach l'kabbalah, but that's only if he's appointed by the wife. But a man cannot appoint a shliach l'kabbalah. So that's why the Mishnah says, he could be chozer bo. So taima deratza. The reason that it wouldn't work is if he is choserbo. Halo ratza, have again. But if he didn't, it wasn't choserbo, if he just says, his kabel gets el ishti, and then the shliach goes and takes it. So it sounds like it would work. Right? It wouldn't be a shliach la kabbalah, but at least it would be a shliach la halacha. Says the Gemara of Yamai. But why would this work? Habaal lav barshav yishlich la kabbalahu. What was the language that the husband used? His kabel, this get for my wife. But that's wrong. Why should that work at all? The whole thing should be thrown out. Because the husband tried to do something that he's unable to do. Ella, what must you say? How do we interpret the Mishnah? Amrinan, we say, Kivan shenasav einav lagarsha, once he has put his eyes to divorce, once he has made that decision, so we say, Meber amar tigarish kol eched demigrasha. So we say he's flexible. Once he decides to divorce his wife, just divorce. Okay, however you divorce, Kabbalah, Halacha, whatever. Right, so that's what the Gemara says, that we're not so medactic in his exact words. Once he makes the decision, you make it work. You make it work. That's why the Mishnah, even though the Mishnah, he said his kabel is going to work. So Achanami says the Gemara, so why don't you say the same thing in Rav Nachman's case? Kiva chenasav einav lagarsha, once he had in mind to divorce his wife, you're right, the wife said hava, and the shliach said kabbalah. But still, why can't we assume the husband just wants it to work? Meima amar tigarish kol echidi migrisha. That's a kasha. The Mishnah's svara must be nichusa is enough to be able to be a little flexible in the words. So to Rav Nachman's case, why don't we say nichusa is flexible? So the Gemara answers, oh, yes, so wait a minute, it's a big difference between our Mishnah's case and Rav Nachman's case. Hasam adam yodei hashen shlichos lakabbalah. In our Mishnah, everybody knows. Everybody learned this experik in Gittin. Everybody knows that the Rambam holds that a man cannot make a shlich lakabbalah. Shliach l'kabbalah is an identification with the woman of getting the get, and everybody knows the man can't do it. So he uses that lashon. It must be this is what he means. V'gamar v'nasam l'shem halacha. But hacha ta'i. But here there was a mistake made. Here the husband is under a misimpression of what the woman wants. So that makes it worse. If you know something and you obviously use the wrong lashon, like we had earlier. Remember the case we had earlier? We had a machlokes. Rav and Shmuel, by Makadish Achoso. A man tries to marry his sister. So everybody knows you can't marry your sister. So there's a machloka. So you're just giving her a present, or does the money go back? But if everybody knows, then you obviously don't mean what you're saying. So here he uses the Lashon as Kabel. He obviously doesn't mean it. But in the other case, it could be that he doesn't know. The Shliach is making a mistake, and therefore it's different. Nasav Einav Lagarsha, that Lashon, if you remember, we had earlier back in the second parak, right? Back on Daf Yud Zayin and Yud Ches, by the Takana Drabanan of writing the date in the get, right? That's a Din Drabanan, says the Gemara. The Mishnah said on Daf Yud Zayin that there's a Machlokes Tanaim about this, whether a get is needed, and the Gemara quoted one of the two reasons why we have a Tiknuzman Beget, either Basachos or Mishum Peros, and we have the Din of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says it is okay not to have the, right, he was Machshir, even a Shtar Muktam, by get. Rabbi Shimon Machshir, Kushahai Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kalagit, Shnechtavu, Bayom, Nechtavu, Balayla, Psulim, Chutz, Vigide, Nashim. Get Isha is allowed to be muktam. You're allowed to have the date before the get, before the actual divorce. Why? Kivan shenasav einav lagarsha, shuv ein lo peros. Once he already has decided to divorce his wife, ein lo peros, right? That is the Gemara on Daf Yud Ches. And we discussed at length a number of times already. That lashon, nasav einav lagarsha, we don't pass him like Rabbi Shimon. But we do have many emphases throughout our sugyas how the process of gerushin is not just a one moment right when the Gershon happens. The process starts even earlier, right? We have the Rashbam and Babasra that talks about when they're fighting in terms of Yerusha. If the one of them dies, Machbis Ketata, and then the Hu Yarshins. We have the Amshal Shlomo who discusses what about Avelus? If a couple are separated and they hate each other, he paskins, there's no Avelus. No Avelus if they had in mind to get divorced, right? So there are shades and echoes of Rabbi Shimon's idea, even Alach Lamaisa. But this is the Lashon. This is the Lashon used of Kivan Shenasav Einav Lagarsha. We'll see if we have time to go through some of those sources at the end. We will. But either way, we'll continue now. Third wide line, Amar Rava. Rava says, Tashma, let's try again. Try again to prove or ask under Rav Nachman. Remember, Rav Nachman's din, a woman makes a shliach lahava, the shliach says, I'm a shliach lekabala. Doesn't work. Doesn't work at all. So, says the Gemara, the Mishnah says in two daf from now, Ktana sha'amre hiskabali giti, a Ktana that appoints a shliach lekabala. A Ktana can be married midaraisa. Right? What if a Ktana appoints a shliach lekabala? Eino get ad shiagia get liyada. She can't appoint a shliach lekabala. It's not going to work. We'll see why by the Shem soon. But, the Mishnah says, it will work, but once it comes to her hand. But it does not work when it gets to the shliach's hand. Ki mati gita liyada miya magarsha. But once it comes to her hand, she's divorced. But viyamai. But what do you mean? Vahalav shliach laholacha shavya. But she cannot appoint the shliach laholacha. She said the words Kabbalah, but obviously it's not going to work. So you see, it's halacha. And it's halacha, and it works by the time it gets to her hand. But what do you mean? Why should it work? She didn't say that. Ela Amrina. But don't we say, Kiva Shnatavena Vlagarsha, Meimer Amr, Tigarish, Kalechadi Migrisha? Don't we say, once you're in the process of Gershon, it should work? Be flexible in terms of the language. Sachanami, so to hear by Rav Nachman's case. Kiva Shnatavena Vlagarsha, Meimer Amr, Tigarish, Kalechadi Migrisha. Why don't you say it works? No matter what, and be a little more flexible. So Gemara says again, Hachi Ashta, wait a minute, you can't compare the cases. Hasam Adam Yodea Shein Shlichos LaKatan. Over there, everybody knows, even the Katan knows, right, that she can't appoint a Shliach. Ein Shlichos LaKatan. V'gamar v'nasan l'lashum halacha didei. So it must be that she say, okay, be my husband Shliach l'halacha. Everybody knows that. Hachatoi. So again, in Rav Nachman's case, there was a mistake made. That makes it different than the other cases. Period. There is an important machlokes Rambam Ravid, which we'll mention now, but it will come up, Be'ez Hashem, over the next couple of dafim as well. Why can't a ketana, the Gemara says beferish, the Mishnah, well, a ketana cannot make a shliach lekabbalah. Why not? What's the problem? So what would you have said? What would you have said without knowing any reason? Why can't a ketana make a shliach lekabbalah? Because a ketana can't make a shliach, period. Ketana can't make any shliach. Forget Gavershin. Ketana can't make a shliach at all. Ketana can't make a shliach to sell something. Ketana can't make a shliach for anything. That's what the Ravid says. And the Ravid is upset at the Rambam. I don't understand why the Rambam says what he says. What does the Rambam say? You know why you can't make Ketana can't make a shliach lekabbalah? Because remember what we mentioned earlier? A minui of a shliach lekabbalah requires to be witnessed, requires edim to witness it. Minui shliach lekabbalah requires edus. And you can't give testimony on an action of a ketana. That's the Rambam's reason. The Rambam says, "Mipnei ketana eino osa shliach lekabbalah. Mipnei shashliach kabbalah tzarech edim ve'ein me'idin ala katan she'eino ben das gemura." The Rambam says, because a technical specific gerushin problem, because you need edus on the minui shlichus, and the edim cannot testify about the ma'isa of a ketana. Says the Ravid, "Zeha tam ein lo tam." Classic Ravid line. This tam has no tam to it. He says, "Velo reach," or it doesn't even smell good, right? He says, "Elatem gamatem l'rabo shluchachem atem b'nei das av shluchachem b'nei das nimsa shashliach v'hasholeach tzrichen lios b'nei das." They have to be b'nei das. They're excluded from shlichus. The Rambam, for some reason, sounds like the theoretically a ketana can make a shliach lekabbalah. It's just a separate problem of, you know, the witnessing of the appointment. So we have to figure out exactly what that means. There's a lot to say about that. All the Achronim discussed that Rambam Ravid, just to mention the Ar Sameach in Hilchas Ishus in Perek Yud discusses, you know why it's a little easier here? Because we know that the woman herself could accept the get. The Ketana, could the Ketana accept the get? The Torah says, yeah, Midaraisa, she has a yad to accept the get. Ketana can accept the get, and her father can accept the get on her behalf, but she has enough of a yad to accept the get, so that's why, in this context, she'd also be able to make a shliach. If she could do it herself, why can't she make a shliach, theoretically, even though she's usually excluded from shlichus? So that's why you need an extra reason why the Ketana cannot do it, because of the Edim reason. But again, that's an important machlokas, and all the Achronim get into the action trying to explain, again, the root Shliach LeKabbalah being unique. Okay, Tashma, let's continue. Says now the Tosefta, Haveli Giti, new case, Haveli Giti, bring me my get. Ve'ishtecha amra hiskabe legitis. So that's the case like Rav Nachman says. She says, bring me my get, and the woman says, and the shliach says that the woman said, Kabbalah. Or the opposite, hiskabe legitis, ve'ishtecha amra havei legitis. Ve'hu omer, so in one of the cases, the shliach switches in either direction, and the husband says, ve'omer, holich v'tein la zachi la v'iskabala. Uses one of these loshonos. Go and bring it to her, be zochet for her, accept it for her, all of these loshonos. Rotza lachzar yachzar. He could always be chozer, bo. Why? Because he is not a shliach lekabbalah. That's for sure. Because the woman did not appoint a shliach lekabbalah. So he could definitely be chozer, bo. Mishigia get liyada mikureshes. But when it gets to her, then it works. Whoa! My love, kabbalah akabbalah baholacha aholacha. So isn't this talking about a case where the husband says, okay, be the Kabbalah, be a Shliach LeKabbalah for the Shliach who said he is a Shliach LeKabbalah even though he's not? Or Holacha Holacha, where the husband said, be a Shliach Holacha to the Shliach who said he's a Shliach Holacha even though he's not? In other words, doesn't it work in the case where there was a mistake made and therefore it's against Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman said in the case where there was the Shliach who lied, it doesn't work at all, ever. And this Tosefta says it does work, even though the Shliach misrepresented who he is. So where it says, lo, Kabbalah aholacha, v'holacha kabbalah. Maybe what does the Tosefta really mean? Which case works? When the husband is really agreeing to what the wife said. When Kabbalah, he says, be a Shliach l'Kabbalah, when you said holacha, because his wife really said Kabbalah, right? Or holacha kabbalah. Isn't that what it's talking about? That's the case that works, that the husband and the wife both agree. So the Gemara says, if that's true, I kabbalah aholacha, so then michimata gita liyada, la'alter avegita. But if it's a case where the husband and the wife are both agreeing about kabbalah, then why should it only be a get once it gets to the wife's hands? It should be right when it gets to the shliach's hands. Shema mina, shemas mina, da'adibur adideka samach. So again, doesn't this now prove the general kalatar kula question? That it must be, if the husband and the wife are both agreeing to be a shliach l'kabbalah, and the shliach is misrepresenting and saying he's a shliach l'olacha, and the Tosefta says it only works once it gets to the wife's hands, meaning it wasn't kabbalah, so doesn't this prove that the husband is really, really relying on what the shliach said? So where it says, Achi Asha, no, again, wait a minute, you cannot bring a riot to the general sugya. Hasam, over there in the general sugya, ka'amar le helach kemasha amra. Right, that's a case. He says, do what he wants or do what someone said. It's a general discussion of, we don't know what he meant. Here, he uses the Lashon of Hiskabel, Rashi explains. He knows he can make a Shliach LeKabbalah. And therefore, it must be that what he really means is to be a Shliach LeHolacha. And his kabbal means holech, and therefore this is not related to the general issue. There's no difference in lashon here. He says what he meant, and you just don't know whether he had in mind the shliach or the mishaleach. Here, there's another added factor of he's using a lashon that really doesn't work, and we have to try to figure out what he means by his lashon, and that changes the rules of the case. And therefore, explains Rashi, you cannot bring a raya from this case to the general issue of adibura dide or adibura dita. Fine, end of that discussion. Tana Rabbanan. So Rav Nachman is saved in the end. Rav Nachman is saved in the end to say that even when, and that's what we paskin, even when the get gets to her hand, ain't a mugureshes, because there was a misrepresentation of who the shliach was. Tana Rabbanan, so we continue in the Tosefta. Hiskaba ligiti. Now the opposite case, where the woman says, "Be my shliach lekabbalah," the ishtecha amra hiskaba legite, and the shliach says that too. V'hu omer, and then he says, "Everything's good so far." Shliach lekabbalah, shliach lekabbalah. But then he uses a lashon, holech v'tein la zachi la v'hiskabela. He uses one of those lashonos, ratzalachzor lo yachzor. He cannot be chozer bo, because no matter what lashon he uses, the shliach is a shliach lekabbalah, and it's finished. Rav Nosson Amar, no. Holich v'tein la ratzalach or yachzer. If he uses one of those lashonos, he can be chozer, but why? Because he has now flipped the shliach into a shliach l'holacha. by saying holech v'teinla. Zachi la v'hiskabela ratzalachzar lo yachzar. But he uses one of those lashono. Zachi is like be makabel, and therefore he cannot be chozer, but the divorce already took place. Rebbe Omer bekulan and ratzalachzar lo yachzar. Rebbe says you can never be chozer bo, like the Tanakama. Avalim amar lo e efshi shetagabela ela holech v'teinla. If he's very explicit and says it is impossible, don't be makabel it for my wife. But bring it to her, Ratzalachzar or Yachzar. Then he can be Chozer Bo. Says the Gemara, Rebbe Hainu Tanakama, isn't Shita 1 and 3 the same thing? Right, Rebbe is the Tanakama Shita, meaning by all of them you cannot be Chozer Bo. Iva Yisema, E.F. Shi Asalashbinan. Either you're right, but he's just adding on the last line, where he's so explicit that even the Tanakama would agree to that. Iva Yisema, Akamashlan, Man Tanakama, Rebbe. Or maybe the Chiddush is that we're just saying who the Tanakama is. The Tanakama is the Shita of Rebbe in the Tosefta. The Rashba here says, even though, what's the language of this Tosefta? Eino yachol achzer bo. Does that mean for sure that the divorce happened already? The woman and the shliach say, I'm a shliach l'kabbalah, the husband says, holech v'teinla. So the Tanakama and Rebbe, might be Rebbe, says, Eino yachol achzer bo. Pashtus is because the Gdeirishin happened already. Shliach l'kabbalah. The Rashba says, maybe not. He doesn't quote it, but maybe not. It's probably based on a riff we had back in the first parak. Remember, back in the first parak, back on Daf Yud Beis, the Gemara Mishnah had a machlokas. If somebody says, "Homer tinket zila ishti v'shar shikr zila avdi," bring this to my get, bring to my wife, bring this to my eved. So Rabbi Meir said there, you could be chozer by both of them because they're both considered chov. Right, in chal v'adam ela b'fanav. But the Chachamim said there in the Mishnah Yud Alef Beis. I'm sorry, the Chachamim said there. By a get ishi, can be chozer bo, but not by a star shichrer. Because a star shichrer is a schus, zachin la'adam shalom afanav, and therefore if a man makes a shliach to be meshachrer, his eved, he cannot be chozer bo from that, according to the Chachamim. That's what the Mishnah said. The pashas of that was, why? Because the eved is now freed. That's what the Rush says there, that's what the Ran says there, but the Riff had an amazing sheet there. The Riff said, no, enu yachal achzer bo means, you can't be chozer bo, literally, but the shichra didn't happen yet. The shichra didn't happen yet. You just, because it's a schus, there's no turning back the process. But the shichra did not happen yet. That's what the Rif said on Daf Hey Amad Aleph and the Daf Hey Rif. Fahani mili lechazar adelo mati rabbi lemeder bay. Aval avdalo nafik lecherus adamati gita liyada. And then he says, V'ashkan, he quotes other examples of that. V'ashkan zechiyah v'kiya gavna. Holich man laplani, shani chayev lo. Chayev achri yuso, v'imbal achzer in a chozer. Right, you have this middle approach. So that's what the Rashba says here too. In the case where the woman and the shliach say kabbalah, but the husband says, holich v'teinla, he can't be chozer bo. But the divorce didn't happen yet. That's what the Rashba says here, based on that, you can have a middle status, like we had earlier. Okay, Ibai Lahu, Viter. So Rav Nachman, Rav Nassan, the middle sheet of the Tosefta, had been mechalik between Holech V'teinla and Zechi V'hiskabel. So now the Gemara asks, what about another language? Halach L'Rebbe Nassan. What about that type of Lashon? Halach, not Holech, take this to my wife. Halach is like, here it is. So that's like somewhere in the middle. So Halach L'Rebbe Nassan, Kizechi Dami, Olav Kizechi Dami. Where does that fit in? So Tashma, maybe we'll try to prove it from our Mishnah. Homer's Kabbal gets Ela Ishti, Oholech gets Ela Ishti, Ratzalachzar Yachzar, our Mishnah, he could be Chozer Bo. Ha'isha Sha'amr is Kabbal Igite, but if the woman had already said, accepted on my behalf, Ratzalachzar Lo Yachzar. So what's that case about? So Maila Ve'Heluch V'Rebbe Nassan, isn't this like a Heluch case and it's Rebbe Nassan Shita? Says the Gemara, no. Lo, Boholech V'Rebbe. It could be Holech and Rebbe Shita, that you can't be Chozer Bo. Okay, no raya. Tashma, what about the next part of the Mishnah? Lefichach, im amr lo habau, ef shishet akabala, ela holich v'tein lo, ratzalachzar yachzar, because he was so specific, taima de amar ef shi. The reason that he can be chozer was because he said ef shi. Halo amr lo ef shi. If he didn't say that, ratzalachzar lo yachzar, he wouldn't be able to be chozer bo. So, my love, elef Rebbe Nassan, is that also, hey love, or is it lo, holich for Rebbe? No raya either way. Tashma, okay, so the Mishnayis didn't work, let's go to the Braisa. Holech gets Ela Ishti, Ratzalachzar Yachzar. If somebody says Holech, he can't be Chozer Bo. Again, in the case where the woman says, Bimakabelis. Bimakabel. Halech gets Ela Ishti, but if he uses Halech, Ratzalasa lo yachzar. So you have beferish, a chilek between holich and helich. Man shamis le damar beholich ratzalasa yachzar. Who's the author of this brisa that says by holich you could be chozer bo? There's only one shita. Rabbi Nasan. Vikaamar, and this says behelich ratzalasa lo yachzar. So you see helich is different than holich. So shmamina, helich is chidami, shmamina. So you see helich is not like holich. Holech means take it, and it shouldn't be hers until you get there. Helech is like Sri, meaning bizochi it on her behalf. Period. Itmar. His kabel igiti. The woman says, go be mekabel my get. Vishchamer his kabel igiti. Everything's good. Kabbalah. V'hu omer holech v'tein la. And he says, olech v'tein la. So what did we say so far? We had a machlokes. Whether it's A or B. Now we're having a third option. Amar v'yaba, amar v'hunam arav. Nase shlucho. Vishlucha v'choletzes. What does Rav Huna Amar Rav say? Suffolk. Right? If she says, be mashiach l'kabbalah, and then the husband says, holichit, we're not sure. And therefore, what if the husband, if you're not sure, say, okay, give another get. But if you didn't give another get, what if the husband drops dead? Right? In this state. So we don't know if she's divorced or not. So we don't allow yibum because maybe she is divorced. We don't allow nothing because maybe she's not divorced. So you have to do chalitza. Choletzes. In that case, you would have to do chalitza. Lameimra says the Gemara, Dimisafke le l'rav. Iholak is chidami, lav is chidami. So is that really what this is saying? That according to Rav, it's a safik? But, v'ha idmar holich manu leploni shani chayiv lo. What about this case we had also back in the first parak? Bring a mana to ploni. That the Rif just quoted this. Bring this hundred to ploni. I'm chayiv him money. Amar Rav, chayiv bachriyuso. There, still, the sender is chayiv if something happens on the way, but in balachzer, in a chozer. But you can't be chozer bo. So doesn't that show that Rav holds that holich is kizchi, period, because you can't be chozer bo. Right, so what do you mean it's a suffik? So Gemara says, wait a minute. Ha, some suffik mamona. He's misupik in both cases, so he's machmir, both sides. Ha, some suffik mamona lakula. Or not machmir, just you treat it as a suffik. Over there, something mamon lekula, and therefore, once the mamon has left your hand into the hands of the shliach, you can't get it back. Why? Hamotzi mechaveiro lav araya. So you can't get it back. The Ritva here says, "What do you mean you can't get it back? Who's the motzi mechaveiro here? It's still in the hands of the shliach." The Ritva says, "Because we're talking about a chov. Because we're talking about a chov, piraon of a chov. Right when it gets into the hands of the shliach, it's as if the malva has it." And that's why it's a mosa mechaver al avaraya. If you're talking like about a matana or something, then it's still muksak in the givers, not in the receivers. So the Ritva says it's important. The Gemara here is saying shani chayiv lo. That's why you say that safik mana lakula. Hacha safik yisur lachumra. But here we're being machmir safik yisur lachumra, and therefore you'd have to do chalitza just in case. The Rishonim also here discuss the Ramban, the Rashba. It's interesting that the Gemara compares Hilchas Gittin and Hilchas Mamon. You might say there's a big difference between the two. Maybe Holech is Kizchi in certain areas of Halacha, like by Dini Mamonis, but it's not Kizchi in Gittin. You might have different rules, but they just point out that the Gemara is assuming that you could have the same type of Lashon in one area and another area, and you would have to compare them. That's what the question of the Ramban. Hechi medami get lechov dilma holich begitin lav kizchi upi bikado kizchi. Right? He says, why would you say that? V'tireis, it says this is the Rashi according to the Ramban. V'tireis the dilma sfirule to get nami kiva chi mechazeres lezgarish vosashlich lekabala afu gomeru megarish vario kein pikadon. He continues. He says it's chiddush is that we're comparing it, but the Gemara must be assuming that it's good enough for us. In this regard. Okay. Amarath. Ein, now we're getting back to a topic that we discussed back at the end of the second parak. Ein ha'isha ose shliach l'kabala get gitam yad shliach baila. The husband appoints a shliach l'holacha. Could the woman then appoint a shliach l'kabala? So, Rav says no. Rav says once the husband appoints a shliach l'holacha, the woman has to get the get herself. Right, you can't use both. If she has a shliach l'kabala, then the husband can give it to the shliach l'kabala. But once the husband has a shliach l'holacha, the woman cannot appoint the shliach l'kabala. Rav Chanina Amar, why not? Isha osa shliach l'kabala gitam yad shliach baila, no problem. My time at Rav, why would you say it's a problem? We know there's a concept called the shliach l'holacha and shliach l'kabala. Why wouldn't you be able to use both of them in the same case? My time at the Rav, so remember we had this earlier, 2 days. Either because it's disgraceful for the Baal, meaning the Baal thinks that, oh, I'm not roy enough for you to come yourself. So if the husband himself gives it to the shliach of the Kabbalah of the woman, then he's basically being mochel, obviously. Not a problem. But maybe, in a case where the husband appointed the shliach lo lacha, and now the woman is sent to the Kabbalah, maybe the husband will think that, oh, I don't know if I want to, no, he feels slighted, and therefore he'll change his mind about giving the get, b'gemiras das, b'leif shalem. So that's the worry, number one. V'ba'yisema, or the other chash of why it wouldn't work, mishum chatzera haba la'achar mikan. Maybe it's a gzera d'rabanan of mishum, the case of where the husband, let's say a husband puts the get in a certain third party's field, and then his makne, and then that field ultimately becomes the woman's. Right? That doesn't work, because there was no nesina on behalf of the husband. So that's kind of similar to the case where the husband gives it to this shliach, and now the wife appoints a shliach, and it's going to go into a third party's hands. So you might say that it's where it goes there. In that case, mishum, this case of chatzera abal achar mikan. So those are the 2 days why Rav would say it does not work. We paskin that it does work. We paskin like Rabbi Chanina, that you can have a shliach kabbalah and a shliach halach in both cases. But my binai, the Gemara says, l'may nafka mina, ike binayu to kadma ihi v'shavi shliach meikara. What if she made the shliach first? Right, that would be one nafka mina. The Rashba says a more fundamental nafka mina. Is it a problem d'araisa or a problem d'rabanan? Right, the first problem of bizoyin d'baal could be a problem d'araisa. The husband doesn't want to give the get anymore. The second case is just a gzera d'rabanan. Right, afkamina, daraiser, drabanan. Or let's say there's a case that you know the Baal's not makbid for some reason. Something, what if it's clear? You have another case. Either way, that's a machlokas. Hahu gavra de shadr la gita l'debisu. A man says to get to his wife, azal shlicha, ashkecha kiyasa v'kalisha. The husband comes and sees that she is kneading. Omer la, hela gitech. He says to her, the woman who's kneading, here's your get. Omer le, she says, levi biyadcha. Let it be in your hands. What does that mean? Rashi says, she makes him a shliach and kabbalah. And my hands are full of dough. Just accept it for me, okay? Right, levi biyadcha. So what just happened? He's a shliach laholacha. And the woman says, be a shliach laKabbalah. Does that work? So Amar Rav Nachman, im isal l'drabi chanina, abdi ba'uvda, if I knew that we held like Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina, who says you can have a shliach laholacha and a shliach laKabbalah in the same case, I would say this is good. Amalei Rava, Rava says, no. V'imisla de Rabbi Chanina avadet ba'uvda. Just because you're like Rabbi Chanina, there's another problem. Even Rabbi Chanina only allows a shliach laKabbalah and the shliach laHalacha in the same case if they're different people, if they're different entities. Halo chazer shlichos eitz labal. Remember this principle we had on Daf Chav Dalet. You require the shlichos to be chozer eitz labal. What does that mean? So Tosfos said there, on Daf Chav Dalet, the shliach has to have the ability, after he fulfills his shlichus, to go back to the mishalech and say, done, I did it. You need that ability. But if the shliach doesn't have his identity anymore, then that's a problem of chazer shlichus eitzel habal. You need that requirement. That's what the Gemara said earlier. And that is the problem that Rava has here. Right? The Stifler says, explained it there, that a shliach can't do opposite, it's not just in general, but can't do opposite shlichios. If he's a shliach lo'olacha, he can't then become a shliach l'kabbalah. Right, that doesn't work. Rav Soloveitchik, and they just so recently, they put out the Shiurei HaRav on the second half of Gittin. It's from Tachanai and Gimel, not so new. But either way, so he says there, it's not clear whether this is a call to our Kula concept of Chazer Shlichus Eitzel Habaal, or specifically for Hilchas Gerushin, right? He says he's noted to say it's Kala Tara Kula. Why? He quotes from Meseches Yuma, Daf Ayin Aleph, where the Ish Iti has to report back to the Kohen Gadol, Asinu Shlichusecha. We've done exactly what you needed, meaning we acted on your behalf, we sent the Seer Lazazel out, and only after that could the Kohen Gadol go out to read the Torah on Yom Kippur afternoon. Kivan shehigiel seir lamidbar yatzah kohen gadol ezos nashim likros patora. That sounds like you need this concept of, unless it's just a practical issue that he has to wait till that's done, or is it a fundamental idea of shlichus chazer shlichus eitzel habaal? Again, that's a major topic we discussed a little bit then, but that's a requirement, so it's a machlokas here. Even according to Rabbi Chanina, that you could have a kabbalah and a holacha in the same case, maybe they can't be the same person. Right, that is the discussion here. So, second to last skinny line, Shalchu ala kamed Rabbi Ami, Shalachlu lo chazer shlichus eitzel habaal. So, he said, it's a problem. You know what? Let's think about it. Let me think about it a little bit. Right? Even great Amorayim didn't have the answers all right on their fingertips. They sent back to him a little Baraba. They sent back to him like a little while later. Amar, Kalani Shalchuli Vazli. I told you, I'll let you know. I'll let you know. You're sending me again. Just like you're not sure. Hakanami, Masafkan Lodi Dun. We're not sure either. And therefore, let me just tell you, Avidavar Shaba Erva, Vidavar Shaba Erva Choletzes. You know, just do Chalitza. Meaning, I'm not sure. I'm not sure about this case. So if the husband dies, do Chalitza in the interim. Let's just continue for a second, then I'll make one more comment. Havi Uvda. There was a case like this also. Va'atzrucha, Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel, Va'amarsa, get for Chalitza. He required both. Says the Gemara, Tarti. You need both? The Gemara said, no. Get Mechayim, the Chalitza, La'achar Misa. Get Mechayim you would require, and the get La'achar Misa, if the husband had died in the interim. Stop there for a moment. I just want to add one more thing, and then we'll continue with this tomorrow. The Shmus Yaakov, you learn from this Gemara. You know what you see from here? You don't always have to give the answer right away. And not only that, maybe you shouldn't give the answer right away. You shouldn't. There's a chiyuv to check up the sources, right? If somebody asks you what's the first word in the Torah, okay, you can say Bereishis. But if there's anything that requires an answer, so you have to look. The Shvus Yaakov in Beis Samach Dalet has a shayla. Somebody sent to him, there was a case that somebody ran, it was a wedding, and somebody ran in with the Beis HaKosos and a macha, like the stomach of an animal and a needle, one of those complicated treifus cases, and they run in and the rabbi says, oh, treif! Treif! And then later he sends the shayla to the Shvus Yaakov and he says, you know, whatever the answer is, maybe you shouldn't have said that right away. So I shouldn't have said that right away. Lo tova sasha hitrif miyad bilti iun besefer af shahaya pashut beinav enei pikhin v'kfar amru chazal aser latam lahoros b'makam rabo umikol shekein sherabenu hein hein hasvarim asher nispashtu bekerav Yisrael roi lachom ishi yigia lahora shelo yoresh shum hora bilti iun tchila besefer. What does it mean in our day and age, says the Shvus Yaakov in the 1700s, and surely today? What does it mean, Paskim Mamakam your Rebbe? Right, you have to look in the Svarim. Look in the Svarim. V'chein kibalti me'rabosai, nochei nefesh ha'ga'onim zatzal, u'biyachid shamati kein, mimau rechami zakeini, ha'ga'on mefursam, shayezakin yoshev yeshiva, v'kisi ara prad, zera barm shana, v'yafalpikin lo ho're bilti iin b'sefer tchila, me'hai taima, V'slamach l'davar azlo evosh bahabiti ubar min dein roy lasos kein b'vakam shein b'nei Torah shelo yachshadu v'yomer ama da'ara machmirim aleim shelo kedin b'bnei chasidus. Also, if you just give a psak, you know, it's different than people want you to research it and then give them the chumrah. If you just are machmir without saying it, then maybe it won't take it so literally. And also, there's a chashash of hefsid mamon here, so you always have to be very careful. But he quotes nisyashe v'davar. Right, sometimes you gotta think about it a little bit before giving the answer. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Hahu Dahavikaru. And Hashem, we will pick up with this tomorrow.